Democrat Terry Gibson wants his seat back in the 41st New York State Senate District, and it's a rematch. The former one-term senator is running against Republican Senator Sue Cirino for the seat that covers most of Dutchess County and part of Putnam County. Gibson speaks about why he wants another shot. Shortly after Republican Sue Cirino defeated him in 2014, Gibson started campaigning for the chance to retake the seat.
Well, it's just my observation while serving a short time in the Senate that we really lack the leadership in our state to deal with the issues at hand. Our property taxes are just unbearably too high, and there doesn't seem to be serious leadership that's willing to deal with that. And it's a top priority of mine, and I want to go back and lead the way. And that effort, and also including to that, would be campaign finance reform. This is another area where I feel like we really do lack leadership. I think that both the governor and the legislature have both been unwilling to deal with it in a substantial way. And so we need people from the Hudson Valley and upstate New York to come back and really lead the way on this issue.
He says running during a presidential election year factored into his decision.
Well, certainly in a presidential year, because we do have a Democratic district, voter turnout should be at a higher level, and that does give Democratic candidates an advantage. So certainly it weighed into my decision. But what really convinced me to run again was just the fact that I knew that I could not live here in New York State in the Hudson Valley without trying my best to do more to help the people, knowing that there is not sufficient leadership there to reduce the cost of living, to create fair elections, to reform campaign finance laws, and to deal with some serious environmental issues affecting our area. I just couldn't sit back and wait for someone else to do it. I felt very compelled to get back there and begin to be a leader for the Hudson Valley once again.
While in office, Gibson prioritized ethics reform and transparency and continues to do so on the campaign trail.
We must get the big corporate money out of our political system. And the good news for the voters is that there is a way to do that. There is legislation that would close an LLC loophole that would revolutionize the way our elections are run. It would make them more fair, make it more possible for everyone that wanted to run for office to do so without having to raise enormous amounts of money. I support that legislation. My Democratic conference supports that legislation. It's one of the key reasons why we really do need to have a Democratic Senate, because we're the only body that's capable of passing this legislation and creating fair elections here in New York State and ending the corruption once and for all.
Election results could tip control of the Senate to Democrats, which would help usher through legislation important to Gibson.
Well, it would be an enormous change. You know, the majority conference, runs the Senate floor, and those in the majority have a much greater opportunity to move their legislation forward, to bring funding back to their district. And the things that I'm excited about doing, which are very Hudson Valley-centric, which is, number one, changing the way that we fund public education so that we can lower the cost of living, lower property taxes. That can only be done by strong leaders from the Hudson Valley, upstate, and Long Island. And that's why getting people elected in the Democratic Conference out of New York City is so incredibly important, because we understand how important this issue is, and only with our leadership can we resolve it.
Gibson of Rhinebeck says his platform includes some additions since 2014 on the environment, including concern over a controversial U.S. Coast Guard proposal to establish up to 10 anchorage sites in the Hudson River.
One of the things that's come up since I was in office is additional threats to the Hudson River, which provides drinking water to a large amount of the 41st Senate District and the Hudson Valley. Since the time I was in the Senate, we have had this proposal for barges to be docked on the river to store large quantities of oil. We have had General Electric decide once again that they want to fight the cleanup of the contamination that they caused decades ago. And we continue to have these oil trains running up and down the river. So the threat to the Hudson River is greater than it's ever been, and it will be something that I will definitely be adding to my platform. We must protect our drinking water. We must protect that natural resource at all costs. You cannot move an economy forward if you don't have clean water to drink in your community.
Earlier this year, allegations surfaced of unlawful campaign contributions to county committees in the 2014 elections tied to New York City's mayor and his team on behalf of Senate Democrats. Gibson resents being linked with New York City.
Well, you know, if you run for dog catcher as a Democrat in the Hudson Valley, the Republicans always try to label you as somehow being tied to New York City. It's a way of running elections they've been doing forever and ever and ever, and it's just simply ridiculous. The idea that anybody would work as hard as you have to work to run for office to represent someone outside of their district doesn't make any sense. I am fully committed to the Hudson Valley. I always have been. No one in New York City has actually ever asked me to do anything. The only exception to that are the charter school industries and the real estate industries, which did ask for my help, and I absolutely said, no, I will not help you, because what you're trying to do is to take money away from the Hudson Valley. And it's ironic that those same groups are actually running attack ads against me now, accusing me of this New York City bias, which is completely fabricated and untrue. I own a home in the Hudson Valley. I am a former business owner here. I work in the Hudson Valley. This is where I put down my roots, and it's where I want to do my best efforts. And it's a beautiful place. It deserves strong leadership, and it deserves those who will stand up to New York City, which my record proves that it has. We need to make sure that those millionaires and billionaires living in New York City are paying their fair share. That's something that only a strong Hudson Valley legislator can do, and that will be my top priority, because doing that is one way to make sure that we're able to bring in enough revenue to reduce the cost of living and to reduce property taxes for those in the Hudson Valley.
Gibson, while in office, also worked on legislation concerning Lyme and other tick-borne diseases and would like to continue that work if reelected. To hear an interview with Gibson's opponent, Senator Serino, go to WAMC.org. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.